You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're sitting down and getting real with Mike Holmes from the popular HGTV hits Holmes on Homes and Homes Inspection. Mike is sharing his views on green, what he likes to do when he's not on a job site, if there's anything about building that throws him, and what he'd be doing if he never started Homes on Homes. We're sharing our Fix It Up finds of the week that include a chocolate kitchen, recycling vinyl billboards, and a desk that converts into a bed. And we're ready to give away the Craftsman Turntide Tractor to one lucky fan. And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win today.
Editions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my beautifully designed wife, Teresa.
Oh, designed? I guess I have to thank my parents for that.
And yourself. You take good care of yourself.
Well, you do, too.
I've seen you
work out. You've been doing a lot of working out lately, too.
I've had some time to hit the gym. It's been nice to get back in there.
It is. And you know what? It's lovely to be in the studio with you. We're in a new studio today.
We are in a new studio. That's right. And it's wonderful in here.
It's beautiful. Yes, we are at AM 1340.
WHAT.
In Philadelphia. And we're also, you know, we have new radio stations, too, that are joining us, too. We want to welcome you.
That's right. There's been a lot happening in the Fix It Up world off the air.
And I just want to say hello to everyone in Trenton at 1450 WCTC. We are so excited that you guys are listening.
Totally psyched.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're also on Blog Talk Radio now, which I think is the hip thing to do.
Yeah, I know about that stuff. Look, Fix It Up Nation. For all the hip, cool stuff we do that's like digital, I just have to say, I run that.
Not really. You're technologically impaired. And it's like, you're like Pigpen, who you played, in kindergarten?
Yeah, in the Holy Cross School in Springfield, Mass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you've got like this cloud of like anti-technology around you. Unless it's a tool. Like, you know, technology and tools, totally cool. But
worm drive, belt drive, impact, yes.
If Mark gets near any technology, it just fails.
Oh, invariably.
Yeah, but you inherited it from your mom, though. Unfortunately, it runs in the family. I hope that our kids don't have that.
There are stories of clocks stopping.
Yes.
Yeah. Partly for beauty, but partly because...
Oh, is that a compliment to your mom?
It is.
Yeah?
It is, but partly because we're Wiccans.
I don't really think you are, but that's cool.
I think I am.
Well, I'm also excited, too, because we just did a video. It's on YouTube and on myfixituplife.com about a kitchen backsplash project that we have been dying about doing for, 6 months.
Yeah. It's, Fix It Up Life. One thing leads to another. You can't get to stuff. Well, we finally got to it. It's exciting, and it's beautiful, and the video is great.
It is great. We use Stratastones. It's an actual stone tile.
Yep.
And Bondera, which makes tiling so much easier, too.
That's right.
They don't give us any money, so it really does work.
Yeah, we're just saying it because it's true. That's mm-hmm. part of what we do here, but only part. When we're lying to you, we'll tell you.
Well, and I'm excited, too, because we're sharing an interview we did with Mike Holmes, and we actually sat down face-to-face with him in a secret location in a hotel.
That's right. That's right. We had to go meet him. He pulled himself away from his very busy schedule at the International Builder Show and sat down with us.
He did. And we, sat down with some coffee and talked with him, and we are so excited to share that interview with you. And, he really is as impressive in person as he is on TV. So all of the millions of people who love him,
yeah.
like we do,
yeah.
there's a reason why you love him. He's not just a guy on TV who's awesome.
It's funny because yesterday someone said he was having an argument with a friend who said Holmes is a total joker. He's an actor.
What?
I'm like, hold on a minute.
He is not. And he's got such a commanding presence. And he looked me in the eye. It was just like, oh, my.
Yeah. He's all the way there. He's at least 13 feet tall.
He's not.
He's a Viking.
He's not. He kind of reminds me of a Viking, though. But we are giving away the Craftsman Turntight Tractor today, Mark, too. And, you know, this contest, more than 14,000 people participated in it. 14,000!
14,000 is awesome, and we love that.
But I think it's, too, because this tractor has not been available in stores yet. I think it's just available now.
It's shipping now, from what we understand from Craftsman.
So if you go out, you can actually buy them now or order them now.
Exactly. Yeah. So get it in your store, get it online, wherever it is.
But one lucky fan is going to get one for free.
For free.
From us.
Going to be one of the first ones that exist. Also, we can't leave this segment without talking about our wood playset that we're giving away from Real Outdoor Living.
We are. We're citing it this weekend. It's going to be this gorgeous. It's been talked about as a castle, like a kid's castle play yard.
The blog
is gorgeous. You should go to myfixituplife.com and check out free stuff. And I think we're going to have to take a break, Mark.
Well, why don't we do that?
Okay.
We'll see you next with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. Inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're inside my husband's favorite segment of this show, Fix It Up Finds.
Fix It Up Finds. I don't know why I like this so much. I guess it's just I love the house.
You like hide and seek, maybe?
Building stuff.
Finding things?
No.
No, not really?
No.
Okay.
No, I love building stuff. I love making stuff. I love improving stuff. And then I love the stuff that helps doing that.
Well, speaking to that and your prowess, darling, I want to say one of the things...
Yeah, taking the rest of the show off.
One of the things that I found this week is you on the cover of Extreme How To magazine.
What? Yeah, that's it.
I
found you on the cover of Vogue.
I did, and it's the April issue, so I don't know if it's out on newsstands yet, but... You can go check it out at bookstores nationwide, some Home Depots, and all of the Home Depots in Canada. So for all of the Mike Holmes Canadian fans that are listening today,
that's right.
Go to Home Depot and check out my hot husband.
Yeah, and Teresa is the hot photographer of that photo. It didn't just magically show up on the cover.
Well, that's true. And you were doing the roof, you know, our Da Vinci synthetic slate tile roof.
This is the check down of the re-roof process, whether you do it yourself or you have someone else do it, this is information you need to know.
Yes, and you look gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, duh. I mean,
so do you want to talk about one of your fix-it-up finds?
No, I want you to talk about one of yours.
Okay, well, one of mine...
Gotta deflate my ego right now.
...is the chocolate kitchen.
Sure.
The life-size chocolate kitchen that is in, actually, Geneva. So I think we need to go there.
Where else would it be?
So let's go there after the show today. But Chef Alan Roby did a life-size chocolate kitchen in Geneva that's there right now, and it is a replica of his actual home kitchen. And unbelievable, right?
You know what? I kind of now I'm thinking like carving tools and all kinds of stuff. Now I'm interested
really?
In this.
And he's also built a 20-foot-tall skyscraper in chocolate in New York City. And he also built a 22-foot-tall chocolate Christmas tree in Hong Kong. And you might have seen him on the Martha Stewart show when he made a 1,200-pound chocolate cake. Isn't that unbelievable?
Bring that action.
And this is a quote that I read about him in the Chicago Tribune. And he says, as you build something that has never been done, it pushes you to explore. And that's kind of how we do things here at My Fix It Up Life, too.
Those who build beneath the stars build too low. Yes, that's architectural reference, everybody.
Darling, that's wonderful. So tell me about one of your Fix It Up finds.
I will. I will tell you about, this is sort of an old Fix It Up find that I realized I haven't talked about in a while.
Aww.
It's an older tool. I've had it for a long time. It is the Stanley 2800 adjustable angle clamping miter box.
How fast can you say that?
I can't say it fast at all.
Okay.
Basically, it's like if you've ever seen an old-fashioned job site before there were power miter saws, there were these. And maybe in your grandfather's basement or whatever. And we don't use them for our mainframe molding cutting tool because they're hand-powered.
Okay. So what got you back into loving it, right? You know, like rediscovering it, like a, you know, a love from your childhood.
Yes, my love affair.
Putting romance into your love for tools. Go ahead.
That's awesome. Guys in Trenton and around the country who are listening to us, please stay to listening to the show. It's actually good.
Well, you know, most men do have a significant other in their lives, and you know what this is like. So go ahead.
Well, the reason that I get fired up about this saw is for cutting molding returns. Now, if you don't know what a molding return is, you really do. Look at the bottom of any window around you. You're going to have that apron molding on the bottom. And chances are good the molding profile will go back to the wall as if, you know, it had turned a corner.
Yes.
It's not just cut off square.
Yes.
That little tiny piece.
And those little tiny pieces, too, are they polish off a project. They
absolutely.
Really, they make it, you know, they put the PRO into DIY.
What,
I've been trying to say that for a long time.
That means nothing. That
I know.
Has absolutely no meaning.
I know, but I do love saying that.
It puts the ILL in CHI. Here's some
it
rain.
Puts the LOVE into you and me, maybe?
No.
Put the MAN into romantic. That's what you do for me. So go back to Stanley, the clamping miter box.
So anyway, the smaller the molding, mm-hmm. the harder these things are to cut.
Yeah.
So you're using a miter saw. It's spinning at 3,500 RPMs. You cut a little piece of shoe molding. Chances are it gets sucked into the saw and shot out the back. Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
Yes.
Saves time, increases quality when you cut it with this because it makes those small cuts that are so important easier.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can I share a Fix It Up Fine with you?
Please do.
Now, this is something really cool that I discovered from the Stow Company, STOW Company. They tweeted about it earlier this week, and there's a new org desk bed. And it's a desk that kind of looks like a piano, and it flips into a twin-size bed. So it's really cool for kids' rooms, mm-hmm. small kids' rooms, or if, you know, you have a guest bedroom or something like that that you want to have as your home office.
Right.
And then, you know, if Johnny comes over to, you know, visit you.
Who's Johnny?
I don't know.
Okay. Hi, Johnny.
Your friend from college. I don't know.
Yeah, my friend Johnny from college. You know where I went to college? In the USA with Johnny.
Tell me another Fix It Up Fine, because I think we have time just for one more.
We probably do.
And that's homeorg.com, too, if you want to check it out.
My next Fix It Up Fine, I'm going off the board for 1200, Alex, will be These United States, Made in America by Johnny.
What is it?
It is recycledbillboardtarps.com.
Okay. Explain this to me.
Sound a little arcane? Well, if you have to tarp anything in your fix-it-up life,
which we do all the time.
All the time. We have it right now.
Yeah.
And tarps are notoriously flimsy. They, whatever. Anyway, these are literally recycled billboards. Think Red Bull ads on the side of the road, Bud Light, whatever.
Now, can I specify which one I want? Like, I want to really...
I doubt it.
You know, I want to be energized, and I'll use Red Bull. Or if I want to relax, I'll use, like, the Miller Lite one.
You're actually required to keep the ad side down. But the punchline for these things is that they're 20 mils thick versus a 5 mil regular tarp.
Now, break that down for everyone. What's the difference?
They're thicker. They're heavier.
Mm-hmm.
They're beefier. They're waterproof. They're not water resistant. So they have mass. You drape them over something. Let's just say you go to lunch. You tarp your tools. They're probably still going to be there when you get back.
Or like that time when you were using, when you first got the Rockwell Jawhorse, and you made like a little tent for yourself outside.
Yes.
And it was like howling wind and rain.
And it still dripped through the tarp because they're water resistant.
Yeah.
These are waterproof. So you could make an outdoor structure for your tools or your stuff or your firewood or your motorcycle or your car. They come in 10 by 30, 12 by 42, 14 by 48.
Where do you find them?
And you find them at recycledbillboardtarps.com, and you find us taking a break.
Okay.
We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa and our new home.
Our new home.
AM 1340 WHAT in Philadelphia.
Yes, it is our new home. We're going to move here and fix it up too, aren't we?
We're going to fix this place up. We don't need to fix it up. It's great in here.
It's nice in here. I was told, though, that they want the walls painted. Is there a peachy color?
Yeah, they're peachy all right.
They look like your skin, darling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to
healthy,
do with that.
Youthful.
I made the move here with you guys, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to vomit. Because all I hear, back and forth from you guys, I love you. No. I'm going to pinch your cheek. I'm going to pinch yours.
That's true.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
We can be a little bit. Well, you know what? The thing is,
JP's our internal editor.
He is. Yeah.
You know what? Talk about the board.
He keeps us from being incredibly creepy, but we do love each other. And the thing is that
she never relents. Okay, but JT said it anyway. But now
JT's right.
I want to explain though.
You.
I have to explain that this is the one time every week we sit down and Mark and I get to have a conversation with each other. And there's nobody who wants dinner or something from us.
Right.
The phone's
Nobody's
not ringing.
Falling off a chair, JT excluded.
Oh, our little boy fell off a chair this week. But, our 2-year-old Jack. But, nobody wants anything from us. And we look into each other's eyes and we get to talk. It's like a little date.
Makes me massively
So for all the just, women listening, yeah, this
I'm
is just, a good
I'm
way to date
to
your
save,
husband.
I'm saving the Trenton listener, the men.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out because I know you're trying to do the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So why don't we actually talk about, wait for it.
Home improvement?
Home improvement.
Yes.
We had a question.
Well, we did have a question, but I wanted to talk about something else first, the mushroom factor.
Yeah, the mushroom factor.
Yes.
And we're not talking about mold.
No, and we're not talking about groceries either.
No, it's. I also call this in other areas the halo effect.
Yes.
Which is...
This is wise advice for anyone wanting to do any kind of DIY project, especially for a house that is older.
Yes. And a third way to describe this...
Oh.
Because I can't describe every possible situation in the world, but it's, especially in old houses, the ankle bone's connected to the shoulder bone. And let's just say you want to replace a door, for example, or do new door trim. You've got to look at all the places where part A connects to part B, and how...
So wherever that trim could possibly touch something else. And another good example is a flooring project. You know, if you want to replace your floors and you're so excited and you go to Lumber Liquidators or wherever and you pick out the flooring you want, you're so excited, mm-hmm. and you think you can do it yourself, that's great. But you have to think about, too, the trim details and threshold details, too.
Yes.
How that floor is going to meet up with the other floor in your house, how it's going to go through the doorway... Because inevitably you're going to have little pesky
yeah.
things that you need to think about in advance, budget for not only time
yes.
but money as well.
Well, Teresa raises a really good point and a really good example of that point. You can put in 7,000 square feet of floor, but your work is going to be defined by the transition between rooms. One little laser thin line, one strip, and if that looks like what I was going to use job site language for.
That doesn't look well, like, good.
If that doesn't look well,
yeah.
it's looking ill.
It's looking kind of ill.
If you've got it all chopped up and you've jimmied up some, like, metal threshold and this and that, and things don't fit and they don't look right, one, you know it. Two, that's where everybody's eyes go because you're tripping through the door, you're depressed. You can't not notice it.
I don't know if everyone would be depressed by a transition
not
working out.
I would be depressed.
Out. But, you know, it's like Norm Abram. You know, I asked him when we met with him a few months ago
yeah.
from this old house.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do when you walk into a house or a building that someone has worked on and is so proud of and says, hey, I'm going to show Norm Abram, you know,
yeah.
America's favorite carpenter, my
yeah.
beautiful work. What do you do when it's not quite right? And he just said, don't, you know, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
He tells a great story about that.
Yeah.
We were talking about someone hanging crown molding
upside down.
Yeah,
I'd be afraid
down.
For him to even come to our home. I'd be like, oh, what's he
Well, I would have to have, you know, the scroll decree of, look, I know that this isn't righteous. This could have been done better. There's only one of me doing the da 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 da. How's it look?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So after I list all these mistakes... what do you think?
What do you think? Well, let's get to the question that we were actually asked, and it was from Mike Schwartz.
Mike Schwartz.
Who is in Philadelphia.
It's got to be. I don't want to give away his email address.
But his email alludes to the fact that he either loves Philadelphia or he lives near or in Philadelphia.
Hi. This is... I'm from North Dakota, but all my stuff says Philly.
Let me read his email. He says, greetings, and I love greetings. That's a nice way of saying hello.
Salutations.
I have been following your postings on Facebook for quite some time, and even though I haven't had enough nerve to try some of the projects you've demonstrated, I still have found your posts very informative as well as enjoyable. I do need some help with a current dilemma I have. Recently, I had an electrician replace my old lighting fixture in my basement with recessed lighting. The problem is I now have three circular holes in my ceiling where the old fixtures were located. I would like to patch them so the ceiling looks seamless, but I'm not sure the best way to go about it. I consider myself a tinkering handyman that can follow directions, so any assistance you could provide would be very appreciated. And I think that is a dilemma that a lot of people have, is how to make a wall look like it just grew there, and you don't see any of the seams, you don't see any of the stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody says, oh, you just, you know, want to spackle that up a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen guys spackle.
And you
before.
Can fill the hole that way, but
well, and
you want to make it look like those recess lights were never there.
Were never there.
Yes.
Exactly. And there are two answers to that. I mean, there are a lot of different ways that remodelers or painters or someone would approach this. I'll just give you the way that I would approach it.
Okay.
First of all, the reason that you're enjoying us on Facebook is because, as I've said before, I'm in charge of the digital initiative.
He's not.
I'm in charge of the drywall knife initiative.
He is. And, you know, the funny thing, too, is that we came about a new product recently that might help him with this problem. What do you think?
It is, and I think it will, and I have to preface it, though, because I don't want to be one of those guys who says, hey, you asked a question. You know, oddly enough, we have a sponsor that can solve
that problem. Oddly enough, we do.
But we do.
And we actually do like this product, too.
Yeah,
so,
it's Hyde Tools Wet and Set.
And we don't make any money if you buy this product, so I wish we did.
Or just 25 cents for every unit sold east of the Mississippi River. No, it's not true. Okay, so we can eventually get to the answer.
Yes.
Check out Wet and Set. Basically what it is it's a semi-rigid mesh that's embedded with fast-setting joint compound. So what you can do with this, and I don't know how big these holes are, but I'm assuming they're less than 6x6. You can bridge that hole with the Wet and Set, get it wet, put it right on there, and screed it with a 6-inch drywall knife, and I like to dimple it in the middle as it dries, so it creates a little cup in there. And basically what you'll be able to do with that is do your first tape coat, not use a piece of wallboard, and do your first skim coat in one pass. Then you come back and you do a second or perhaps third feather coat with wider knives. And that's a mistake a lot of people use.
Always want to go wider the more you put on the wall or the ceiling.
But don't use too much mud. You don't glob it on.
It's like buttering a cake, really.
You spread it out. Yes. And then you burnish those edges. People call that feathering. I don't know why. But you burnish them. You bend the knife and scrape the...
Well, I like to call it feathering because it's more girly, but you can call it burnishing because it sounds more masculine.
The other approach you might take is a technique and something I've been doing for a long time. Lots of people know about this. I call it a bullet patch. I don't know why. I guess whoever told me that.
And this is what we've been using for years, too,
we
learned about this product.
But you need to have a sheet of drywall in order to do this.
Which you can get. Can't you get at the home improvement stores?
You can get like a hunk of drywall or broken sheet of drywall.
Yeah, where you don't have to buy the whole piece.
But you still need it.
Yes.
So, and it requires a little more technique, and it requires mixing up at least one more batch of fast-setting joint compound. So what you do is you square out the holes. So now you've got to cut the holes in the ceiling, which means you need a drop cloth. So you square them out. Then you take, and let's just say you square them out and they're 6 inches by 6 inch square. Then you take a piece of wallboard, you cut it 8 inches by 8 inches. So 2 inches bigger all the way around. Then you cut it, you turn it upside down. This is very hard to explain.
It is hard to explain. And while you're talking, and I know exactly what you're talking about because I've done this before, is that I think this might be a project we should do for a little video for our website because this is such a common problem question that we get.
Yes.
And to be able to explain it in words is like, what?
The long story short is
unless you're a professional or you're a heavy-duty DIYer, this is kind of complicated to bend your brain around.
A lot of moving parts. But you're essentially cutting a plug of drywall with paper ears. You cut and break the drywall. You peel the gypsum off, leave the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're doing. Then you need to put mud on. You need to put it up to the ceiling. You need to then skim it again so it adheres, and then you need to come back again. But what you really need to do is take a break.
Do you want to do that with me?
With more My Fix It Up Life coming up next.
As the daylight fades on the park we sweat.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect, but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmares. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
And you're inside my Fixin' Up Life, a special remote inside a secret location called the Peabody Hotel. I'm joined by my wife, Teresa, surreptitiously one workwear clad Mike Holmes.
You're going to have to check his badge. Can you read that?
Mike, do you have any press credentials? Oh, that's you in a magazine. I've seen 4,000 times on the way to the hotel. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good, Mark. I'm having fun here. It's a little cold. It's for Florida. I'm in my coat, and that kind of sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we noticed that when we walked across the street, rushing to get here, icicles were coming out of our noses.
I don't think there were icicles coming out of our noses, but it's so much warmer here than it is back home. We're from Philadelphia.
It is. We have about a foot of snow on the ground, I guess. What's going on where you are in Canada?
I think last night we got about 8 inches on the ground. And we haven't had snow for a while. As a matter of fact, New York got way more snow than us all year so far. 8 inches, that's not so bad. How cold am I today?
Do you ride one?
I do, every chance I can, which is not too often. Put it this way, I bought two brand new ones last year, and they're still brand new. But I intend to get on them this year.
Yeah, just like we intend to take a vacation sometime in our lives.
Oh, that's one of my favorite questions. So do you take vacation? Do you take vacation at all?
Truthfully, I usually don't get time off until around Christmas. It's just because that's the way my life is. I guess I own the company, so I'm the boss. So it's probably I can call myself and say, Mike, I'm really getting tired and I want a break, because I probably won't listen. So, you know, last year was the first year in 10 years since I started the television that I took 2 weeks off in the summer. I'd never done that before. And I went up on my boat, and I sort of melted on the dock, and I went out in the water, and I realized how beautiful life was. And now I've got this really big itch to buy a bigger boat and try and do more time on the boat. So I think, in a way, it was a good thing, and it's starting to show me that I better start taking time off.
Well, you got a bunch of kids, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you got a bunch of kids, so we have 2 kids, and we kind of know what it's like to have your time consumed by parenting. I was going to ask a bad question there. I'm going to hand it to my wife right now to ask another question.
Oh, really? That's so nice. When you get into trouble, you always have to point to your wife.
Yeah, I was going to completely throw them under the bus.
You don't throw them under the bus?
No.
Well, we're sitting here, and I am looking at the new, Homes magazine, and you're holding this tiny little tree in your hand on the cover of the magazine, and I'm wondering, is that, like, who came up with that? I mean, you have tree huggers, but you're a tree holder in this.
The idea is that, okay, green is a color. It looks green. It's environmental. You know, I'm big on environmental. If we're going to do it, let's do it for all the right reasons, such as building communities, homes. Everything about it should be clean air. It should be good for the planet. It should be good for the people. And let's start building freaking better. How come we're not doing that? This is really starting to get on my nerves. I'm putting it in a magazine now, and everything that I say and everything I do is in that magazine, and the idea is that hopefully it can help educate you. Have you read it yet?
If by read you mean subscribe to, the answer is yes. It was a birthday present for me, a Christmas present.
Well, yeah, last year at the International Builders Show, we met with Mike Dunphy, the publisher of the magazine, and as soon as he started talking about Homes Magazine, I went out and I ordered a subscription.
Yeah, we got the Canadian version.
We do, yeah, we
early,
did.
We're early adopters.
Yeah.
So what is the editorial initiative you're working on in the magazine now?
For me, it's making sure the stories are in there that I want in there. Again, proofreading it to make sure that I'm happy with it. And it's actually gotten harder. And the reason I can say that is because it was bi-monthly, and now it's almost every single month, 10 a year plus a special. That's pretty well every month. So if I thought I was busy every 2 months doing this, never mind Homes, Communities, Homes, a television show. Oh, wait a minute, 3 television shows. Sort of just sped it up a little bit.
You know, at watching Mike go through that list, I took a closer look. He's actually two-dimensional now because they've had this fight in 3. The other back parts are back somewhere else doing something else.
Now, I think we're busy in our lives, but that just makes it seem like, do you sleep at all? I mean, do you rest ever?
I do. I try to make sure I go to bed at a half decent time. It's usually around 12. I get up at 5 or 6 in the morning. But ironically, I wake up with the answer. So I go to sleep thinking about everything, and it's like I dream about it. And so do I work all the time? I mean, come on. Yes and no. So how bad is it? Work is work. I love what I do. It's just like you guys. You must love your job. You work together. You're still smiling at each other. That's a really good sign. And you're playing with each other. That's great. It means you love what you do. I think as long as you love it, you're going to keep doing it. It's when it gets to you to the point that I'm not happy anymore with what we're doing, I think that's when I'd make a change in my life. It is what I do.
Well, I have a question for you. We all know you from being in our living rooms and being on TV.
You're in our living room a lot.
And having the, you know, the sort of the hero narrative to Homes on Homes. But what was Homes the Remodeler like before TV happened?
Same guy. You know, when the TV thing happened, it's only because they had a big mouth and told them what type of show I thought they should have. And I went off about it, and they said, well, we want a pilot right away. And then I laughed. I said, I'm a contractor. I'm not a TV guy. I'm giving you an idea. Run with it. They kept pushing me to the point about what I do, what I say. In other words, let's make a change. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of that. And their words were, well, why don't you educate everyone at once? And I thought, yeah, okay, he caught me. Am I the same? I'm the same guy. I don't act. I don't read a script. There's nothing on the show that's really set. It's like follow the puck. It's really simple. Follow me through. We're going to film like crazy. We're going to edit it, put together a television show that really is really simplicity. I'm going to help you and hopefully help the viewers by watching. So I'm going to help a homeowner in trouble and hopefully help you by watching. And I think it's just a simple formula.
You know, that kind of dovetails with, now I'm just jumping on your coattails here, but one of the things that we've talked about, here's why I'm unlike Mike Holmes. No.
Okay.
One of the things that I've thought about in my contracting life, and I built before I got into this for 20 years. So I worked for somebody for 6 months, but here's what I thought. We always try to leave it better than we found it. You know, if I was working on someone's house and I built a deck, I'd break up the yard after the deck. And it sounds like you bring that same kind of thing. It's all about leaving it better than you found it.
I would like to think that everyone has that attitude, but unfortunately they don't. A bad sign of a bad contractor is that they don't clean up after themselves. And, wow, they don't even clean up your house. If you have that integrity, it's the same theory that when you're working on your own home, you're going to keep it clean, you're going to make it look good, and you're bringing that thought pattern into the job site. So that means you're a good guy, and I like you more.
I like you, too.
Oh, thanks, baby. This is awesome. We're doing great.
You feel pretty good, and everyone likes you.
This is a first.
The
whole room is...
It will change.
Yeah. So we've got two of three. I'm married to one.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. Now, one question I have is, you don't seem to be, it's clear that you're a master of many trades. So plumbing, electrical, framing, rafters, trim, whatever it is there one particular element of building a house that throws you or challenges you more than any other?
No.
Give me the microphone.
No, I'm honestly, like, who can know everything? It's not that I know everything. The truth was, from being young, I mean, doing electrical at 6, finishing my first basement at 12, plumbing, stairs, rails, electrical, bar. I mean, that was the first basement I ever did. Sure, I made mistakes, but hopefully you learn from your mistakes as you go. If anything became a challenge for me, it was just, I got to find out how to do that better. And when things didn't look like they're working right, I had to know why. Because one thing I've learned, probably from my father many years ago, it isn't about how, it's about why. Why becomes a very simple pattern when you say how. So if I said it this way, here's how you install a toilet. Well, that sucks, okay? Because if I teach you why to install it a certain way, you're never going to forget how easy it was to install that toilet.
The amount of times I've tried to explain that to people, because we do demonstrations at the remodeling show and JLC Live and things like that, and one of the things that we do is we talk about bathrooms. And the first thing I say is, there's no one thing in here I need to tell a professional contractor how to do. You can't lay out a plate if you can't screw up drywall to the wall properly. This clinic's not for you. It's all about the why. Here's why you do it this way. So I'll show you this one thing, and you can solve the other problems that I can't create here for you at a trade show. So once again, we kind of find ourselves a little in lockstep. And I guess I'm just fired up to not be alone anymore.
It's so true. It is true. I know. You're totally fired up right now.
It is. And Mike said it, and I don't want to steal thunder at all, but what he said is so important for anybody, professional or DIYer, working on their house. It's about learning how to solve the problem, not tab A, slot B. That'll take care of itself. Is that kind of what the path you're going down?
Absolutely, yes. All right, you talked about drywall, how easy it is, but do people know why they should use maybe just a mold-free drywall? Like, is green drywall good enough for your bathroom, which was first designed many, many, many years ago? And right now, it's still a minimum code in any tile area. Now, should you use a green drywall? The answer is no. Like, throw it out. As a matter of fact, get rid of it. It shouldn't be sold in the stores. It should be a blue drywall. And when I say blue, it's only a brand color to a company that makes it. But why I like the blue is it's water resistant, which is the green, right? But it's mold resistant, so it's not going to mold. And better yet, why should I use a concrete board when it comes to tile and not a drywall? So no matter how you look at this, every product should be mold resistant, zero VOC. But then you start to upgrade as to why should it be a concrete board rather than a mold resistant drywall? Because the concrete board's stronger and it's going to last many, many years. So we can, like, keep doing this. We can talk for a while, you and I especially, about using better products and why. And I think once the homeowners start to realize everything about their bathroom for why, they're going to spend their money right, and they're never going to have to fix it again. That I like.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Mike's got to go. We've got to go. Of course,
fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Pretty face looking back at me.
Oh, thank you, dear. And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with our My Fix It Up Life song by Tim Williams.
Tim Williams is
at timwilliams.com.
Super talent.
And this is an acoustic version of the song, the first time he ever performed it live, and he's been in the studio.
It'll be debuted.
And there's a list of instruments that he says that he's recorded to go with this song, and one of them is a banjo. I'm not sure how it all is going to be. I'm not a musician, so...
I'm excited. This here, to me, is unimprovable. The fact that he
I think it is unimprovable as well, yeah. So I'm pretty psyched. It's going to be available on iTunes, I think, at the end of March, so...
Yeah. So,
everyone buy it.
Including us.
Yes, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
He'll probably give it to us because it is about us, but I'm going to buy it anyway.
Inspired by.
Well, it is inspired by us.
I believe that Tim, as a genuine artist, might have actually brought some of his own life experience to it.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it out there.
Well, I like to think that he's just singing about me.
I know you do.
Well, because he's a handsome guy, and
sure.
It's always nice when you think of a handsome young man, you know, singing about you.
Kind of what JT and I talk about when you're not around.
You like to think about handsome men?
Handsome young men singing to us?
Yeah.
That's creepy,
what,
actually.
Yo, you're not, oh, wait, sorry. Which part was out loud?
Oh, I think it's something that you fantasize about talking about with JT that you can't ever talk to about because, well, that's not good.
JT, I'll see you after the show. We have to
let's give away the
editorial
Craftsman,
meeting.
Let's give away the Craftsman Turntight Tractor, darling.
Yes, and this thing rocks. we're joking around here, but this is where it's at for big properties, small properties. It makes sense.
And it's called the turn height because it has a turning radius of just 8 inches, which is like insane.
So you're going around the hook in the driveway, the bird bath, the flower bed. Lots of tractors aren't quite that maneuverable.
Yes, and you actually got to sit on top of one a couple months ago when it was being previewed at the International Builders Show.
That's right, though I have to admit I was simply using it as a chair.
You were.
Walk quite far that day.
Yes, it was it the Craftsman, was it the garage?
It was the Craftsman Garage of Knowledge at the, what do they call that?
Next Gen Home?
New Home Pavilion.
I think it's like the Next Gen where all of the latest and greatest technology is showcased.
Yeah.
They actually build a house in the parking lot
Three
of this.
Houses.
Well, this house, they actually build it in the parking lot in a week and then display it for people to go walk around.
Yeah. Extreme Makeover isn't the only one who builds a house in a week.
Yes, it's insane. Yes, the International Builder Show, it's pretty cool. So let's give away the Craftsman Turntight Tractor, and I want to read what was entered.
Yeah, and then
we'll say who won.
And got all kinds of votes and all kinds of this and that.
Thousands of votes. I would like to win this because I have a fairly large yard and the push mower is just a hassle. I always miss a bunch of spots and probably have the worst lawn on my street. This would make things so much easier for me and it would be perfect for getting around all the trees in my backyard. And the winner is Tiffany Bradley from Knoxville, Tennessee. You won. Congratulations. And I want to see video photo of you on the Turntight tractor.
With yeah.
a tight turning radius.
Yeah, I want to see it in action. I want to see you in action, and I want to see your lawn improve.
I want to see your lawn improve as well.
If you lived here, I'd be there to coach you through it.
You would be there to just drive the tractor because you want to drive the tractor.
See?
You want one, too.
Of course I do.
Yeah, and
who
you also
want a tractor?
And you want a dump truck? And
yeah.
You want we have a truck and trailer. We don't need a dump truck.
I'm crestfallen every single time.
Well, and if you're interested to win free stuff from us, we're giving away a very cool Aero Fastener prize pack worth $500, and more than 11,000 people have already participated in this contest.
People love Aero stuff.
Well, yeah, it's red.
They're passionate.
R-E-D.
Yes,
reliable, R-E-D. Ergonomic, and durable.
And it is. It is, and you can
use it
for all kinds of trim work, for arts and crafts. Hammer tackers for house wrap
and you can
all this stuff.
Enter to win on myfixitup.life.com. Click on free stuff, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is My Fix It Up Life. Click on contest. You enter to win, and then you get your friends to vote for you too.
Yes, exactly. And this is no small potatoes.
No, it isn't small potatoes. $500 worth of cool tools, and we also have a very awesome prize up for grabs right now.
Oh, I don't know anything about it, Teresa. Why don't you tell us?
Real wood, real fun playset.
This is so off the My Fix It Up Life charts.
It is so off the charts, really, because this is, well, we partnered with Real Outdoor Living to put this together. And
yes.
We actually, Mark and I, and actually got Lexi a little bit involved, too, in designing this playset,
yes.
Play yard. And people are saying it looks like a castle.
Yeah, the blogosphere's gotten their teeth into it, and they are calling it a yard castle.
They are.
So everybody's seen the playset made out of 4x4 with all these brackets and other stuff, and we've blown that design out of the water.
Yes. Well, we think we have. And it kind of has it's a playhouse that has sort of like a pergola-looking structure on top of the playhouse.
Yep.
So it's got a little deck and a front porch. And it has a walkway.
Yeah, a plank road, we're calling it.
Yes. And then it has another little tower. And the other tower, which has the slide coming off of it, actually is a room for you to store all of that stuff, the yard toys,
yep.
That sort of clutter up your yard, you know, the little push mower and balls and stuff that you're like, I don't know what to do with all this stuff.
Yeah, it goes in there. This also has two small decks on it.
It does, too.
Yeah, and it is going to be rock solid. It's going to be there. It's going to last. It's going to last in ground contact. I've taken these out of yards.
Because it's made of pressure-treated southern pine.
Which is safe for your family and all that other stuff.
Yes.
So safe, durable, strong, attractive. That's a pretty good mix so far.
It is. And you can enter to win. You go to myfixituplife.com and click on free stuff. And you'll see a picture of our kids.
That's right.
Click on them.
Yep.
And then you can enter to win.
Yeah, and this is, I haven't even priced it out yet. I haven't priced the lumber, but I'm thinking we're going to settle in of like an installed value, like if dollars matter to you.
Dollars do matter to me, dear.
This is going to be somewhere, from an installed value standpoint, of $5,000 to $10,000.
Which is awesome.
In my estimation. So this isn't, you know, hey, here's a couple boards, good luck. Here's
we
a,
would never give here, away something like that, darling. Yeah. We don't want anyone to be unhappy out there.
Yeah. So
we want your My Fix It Up life to be easier. That's the whole point of My Fix It Up life.
And one thing I've been thinking about, this is certainly suitable for a neighborhood. So
yes.
If you want to sign up for your neighborhood, because you have a vacant space at the end of the street, I lived in a place like that, little small park, this is suitable for that as well. So sign up and win this thing. It rocks.
Yes, and we're going to be actually building one in our yard and doing a video about it. So even if you might not win, you can still find out how to build one in your yard, too.
That's right. Yeah,
we will be doing that video this month, I think, and
right.
posting it up by the springtime.
Absolutely.
Yes, and we would love to know if anyone else is out there building a play structure or anything else in your yard. I love projects.
I totally love projects.
Love being inspired by you,
and
too.
I love the original stuff, too. Like
yes.
You go from you're standing in your yard, and you're like, wait a minute, I have an idea.
Yes.
And then you make it happen.
So post that stuff on myfixitoplife.com. Send us an email, info@myfixitoplife.com. Talk to us on Facebook, too, about
yeah.
all your projects.
Follow us on Twitter.
You know, I love it when people follow us on Twitter.
Which I now call the tweeter.
You do?
Yeah,
we had someone recently call it the tweeter to us.
Yeah.
And Facebooks. And
yeah, Facebooks is very
nice. We love
that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's your thing. So don't forget to enter to win all this cool stuff that's up for grabs, because we want you to win.
And check in with us during the week. Ask us your questions.
Yes, you can call us at...
You can call us at the number that's cut off from the bottom of my page.
888-710-5557. That's 888-710-5557. Or info@myfixitoplife.com. And you know what we should do?
See you next week on My Fix It Up Life.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.